So I go back to the South not in despair. I go back to the South not with a feeling that we are caught in a dark dungeon that will never lead to a way out. I go back believing that the new day is coming. And so this afternoon I have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day, right down in Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to live together as brothers. I have a dream this afternoon that one day, one day little white children and little Negro children will be able to join hands as brothers and sisters. I have a dream this afternoon that one day, men will no longer burn down houses in the Church of God simply because people want to be free. I have a dream this afternoon that there will be a day that we will no longer face the atrocities that Emmett Till had to face or Medgar Evers had to face, but that all men can live with dignity. I have a dream this afternoon that my four little children will not come up in the same young days that I came up within, but they will be judged on the basis of the content of their character, not the color of their skin. I have a dream this afternoon that one day right here in Detroit, Negroes will be able to buy a house or rent a house anywhere that their money will carry them, and they will be able to get a job. Yes, I have a dream this afternoon. One day in this land, the words of Amos will become real. Justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I have a dream this evening that one day we will recognize the words of Jefferson that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I have a dream this afternoon. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day with this faith. I will go out and carve a tunnel of hope through the mountain of despair with this faith. I will go out with you and transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. With this faith, we will be able to achieve this new day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing with the Negroes in the spiritual of all, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty.
You are tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM, Chicago. You are now listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob, and I will be playing soul music for you till 9 p.m. That was just a Motown record that they put out. It was a 45 that was an excerpt of the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech. I was thinking about that on the way here and thinking about how, even though, like, it's supposedly a national holiday, which almost no one has off, and they teach about Martin Luther King in the schools and on TV, they really only ever teach, like, a 3-second soundbite of his most important speech. So I didn't even play – I only played an excerpt of the speech, and, like, I don't think most kids growing up today ever hear even that much of it. They just hear, like, little soundbites, and for some reason on TV – they don't ever play the whole speech or even like more than a minute excerpt of the speech. So, he's really not being recognized. So I hope that helped a little bit at least. Other sad news Well, sad news is that Chicago / Atlanta singer Liz Lanz passed away a week ago. She cut a bunch of gospel records in Chicago. She cut one record, Wonderful Records, which I'll play later. And she cut some records on Motown, including one with the Temptations. And actually, the flip side of the speech that I just played is Liz Lanz doing a version of We Shall Overcome. And she was also married to comedian / singer Tommy Brown, who people might remember, probably most famous as a comedian for his I Ain't Lying sketches. But anyways, in honor of Liz Lanz, this first record I'm going to play is Liz singing backed up by the Temptations. This track is called Midnight Johnny.
Can't be found. sweeter, baby, day by day now. Yes, it does. I'm talking about you. Yeah, don't you know it gets sweeter, baby? Don't you know it gets sweeter? Oh, baby, don't you know it gets
I till she says I do. I thought a draft was always a cool breeze, but it's sure hot on my train.
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK, 88.5 FM, Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob. This show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. The track you just heard was a Motown record by a singer named Mickey Wood with Please Mr. Kennedy. Before that, a very rare Chicago record, a group called The Confessions, with Things Are Not the Same. And that record is interesting because that was actually Mitchell Bullock of the Radiance first group. Like, he sings lead on that record. And the Radiance record, Don't It Make You Feel Kind of Bad, is actually that group and not the Radiance, which is an interesting fact. After that, Mitchell just joined the Radiance and sang with them, so the rest of the Radiance records are the Radiance. Before that, also from Chicago, the Daylighters with Sweeter. And we start off the show with a song in memory of Liz Lanz. That was Liz Lanz Back by the Temptations with Midnight Johnny. Okay, this next, if you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. This next record is another Detroit record, a female group called The Adorables. This track is called Ooh Boy.
cha-ching, baby. Come to this town. And you've been sneaking, baby. You thought I was blind. Yes, you thought I was blind.
Leave a little love to my heart.
You're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob. This show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. The last record you just heard was from California. That was Ramona King with Oriental Garden. Before that, a singer named Tambi Garrett with Leave a Little Love. Before that, from Detroit, the Lollipops with Cheating is Telling on You. Before that, Maxine Brown with Let Me Give You My Lovin'. And we started off the set in Detroit with the Adorables. That track was called Ooh Boy. Okay, we got an hour left of the show. If you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. This next record, I'm going to count as my classic Chicago Dusty. This is another record by Liz Lanz, who again passed away, sadly, a week ago. This is the one record she recorded at Wonderful Records in Chicago. This track is called Don't Shut Me Out.
Happiness, but I'm lonely, baby. Oh, but sight of you just thrills me so. But looking ain't enough when it's you I want to know. Can you hear my heartbeat? Come and go with me. Can you see that it's the only place to be? Let's get it together, just you and me. Now we oughta get it together. So hard sometimes to find that man is true, but I feel that you're the one, and I know that I need you.
Together, you love me never leave.
You're tuned to WHPK, 88.5 FM, Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob. This show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. That set was unusual for my show because it was all female singers, but there is no backing group. I pretty much usually only play records where there's like a backing group on it. But all of those tracks had a really nice kind of sparse or kind of groovy sound that made them good enough to play. Well, the last record you just heard was from L.A. That was the Village Callers with a cover of the Brenda and the Tabulations song, When You're Gone. Before that, from Atlanta, Gina Hill with Help Me Solve This Problem. Before that, from L.A., Linda Foreman with Let's Get It Together. Before that, a singer named Vicky Baines. Let me see if I can figure out where it's from. I have no idea. That was Vicky Baines with Better Than... What was it called? It was called Sweeter Than Sweet Things. And we started off the set in memory of Liz Lanz. That was her track that she recorded at Wonderful Records in Chicago. That was called Don't Shut Me Out. Inside, every student is a graduate. For some, it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life, a friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach, who can help these kids see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling to finish high school. Boostup.org, because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Also, every day we count on things like the traffic light, the mailbox, and the elevator. But did you know that all these things came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund of Mine is a Terrible Thing to Waste. To support the United Negro College Fund, please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Also, another show you might like on the station is called From the Subway to the Street Corner. That show happens alternating Sunday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And the DJ plays doo-wop music from the 50s to the early 60s, so you should check it out right before my show every other Sunday. Another thing you might like is my website, which is www.sittinginthepark.com. On the site, I have audio of all of the interviews that I've done with Chicago groups, as well as my radio shows for like the last 6 years. And I'll be putting up tonight's show up hopefully within 24 hours. So you should definitely, if you like this show and you want to listen again, check it out. Okay, the number here to call up if you want to call is 773-702-8424. This next record is appropriately themed for Martin Luther King Day. This is a group from LA called Septimus. This track is called We Want a Piece of the Pie.
I'm in. Wet in a picture frame that used to contain your picture was a note concerning our future. Baby, 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 but the only thing that I got left of you, girl, say the only thing that I got left of you, baby, say the only thing that I got left of you is a soul on letter in a picture frame.
Freedom, smile to brighten your day. her like an everyday toy. She's got a heart. She's human. Tears to shed her joy.
Thank you.
Okay, you are tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob. This show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. That last record you just heard was a group called the Infernal Blues Machine with Ain't That Love. Before that, Sweet Charles, who was a singer who sang with the James Brown Review. That was Give the Woman a Chance. Before that, a record produced by Willie Hutch. I really liked that record. That was a group called The Reason Why with So Long Letter in a Picture Frame. And the first record was a group called Septimus, and that track was called We Want a Piece of the Pie. Okay, there were just some problems with the phone, which I think I have figured out. I apologize to the people who were trying to call up, and I couldn't pick up the phone. It was weird. So hopefully, if you try again, it will work. The number here is 773-702-8424. This next record is a singer named Charlie Mitchell, who is actually the same person as Vic Marcel. And this is a cover of the J.R. Bailey song After Hours.
Distant lover, lover. here like a fool and I lost that. Now I'm suffering, suffering the pain the sweet love has cost me. If I never, never get another chance to let you know how I feel, baby. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be in a plane. You can be in a damn train. You can be walking. You can be talking. You can be anything you want to be. Come on, come on, come on back, come on back. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, love you, need to.
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM, Chicago. You are listening to the Sitting in the Park show. My name is Bob, and the show happens every Sunday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. The last record you just heard was a group called New York City, but wasn't the We're Doing Fine Now. It wasn't the group that had the hits. That track was called Don't Rush Me Now. Before that, The Controllers with an earlier version that they did of Marvin Gaye's Distant Lover. They did a different version like 3-4 years later that was sort of a hit, but this record I found, it's like on a tiny label and it's totally different, and it's from, I think there's a year on it. I don't see a year, but I think it's from like much earlier, which was unusual. And the first song in the set was Charlie Mitchell, who again is the same person as Vic Marcel. That was a cover of J.R. Bailey's After Hours. Okay, we got 10 minutes of the show left. The phone is working now. If you want to call me up, the number here is 773-702-8424. This next record is going out to Ted Thomas. This is The Mystics with...